to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. Yes, the band is back together. Jade, you're back. Day one, how was it, Dom?
Look, it was pretty good, actually. The whole working from home thing takes a little bit to get used to, but I am excited by the fact that I get to stay in my pyjamas. So that's always handy.
Yeah.
You are one of the lucky ones, see? Oh, my goodness me. Days I have dreamt of just going around in my pyjamas.
Oh, absolutely.
To be honest, I probably would wear my pyjamas to work anyway. I have done that before.
Yeah.
You guys can do it too. You're radio. It's the beauty of radio.
Yeah, that no bugger can see us. Hey, you know what?
We can see each other, though,
yeah, that's the problem.
We can see each other. I don't think Straney wants to see the white legs of glory over here.
Seeing a little bit too much, I know that Jade discussed the willy this morning.
Oh,
you don't want to go there.
Willy.
Also, Damien has had some fun in lockdown. This is Jade Straney. Damien, the podcast.
Jade, it is great to have you back. I mean, it must have been... It must be a whole new world for you at the moment, okay? You went from three kids to four kids. Give us an update. I mean, how has life changed for you?
Can I just say, look, I reckon when you go from three to four, there's not much difference in the sense that it's still chaos. You just are throwing another body in the mix. Straney would know, he's got four kids, and you're just kind of adding to the pile. But there is one thing about baby Henry that I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Mm. All right.
And that's... the willy.
You're trying to wrap your head around the willy.
Wow.
I've had three girls, so I've only ever had to deal with girls.
Oh, of course.
And then when you have a boy, it's a whole different kettle of fish. It's like a loaded weapon. Every time I go to change his nappy, I feel like I've got to wear like a face mask so that I don't get hit in the eyeball.
Yeah, well, that's right. The minute you take the nappy off, like whenever I remember my kids, that's when they just like they go, "This is my opportunity." It's like Free Willy the whale. When it gets an opportunity for freedom, it just goes berserk, doesn't it?
It's so true. And like in the first couple of weeks, my first reaction was to just grab it and hold the top to stop me from coming out. I know that's too much information, but that was just because if there's a leak, you want to try and stop it.
It's like a garden hose.
That's right. And Milko's going, you can't do that to the, you can't do that. You can't block the end. It's not how it works. So my reflexes are getting pretty good at like, as soon as I feel like that it's going to happen, I whack the nappy back out. But I've got to say, guys, it's not just me that's trying to get used to this whole thing of like having a boy in the midst. I mean, the girls, like particularly Lulu, are trying to wrap their head around it as well. Like when Henry was first born, like the first week we had him home, we were bathing him in the lounge room in front of the fire where it was nice and warm. And Milko and I had the discussion about, oh, should we cut off the umbilical cord? I reckon it's probably about time. It hasn't fallen off by itself. Mm. Next minute, Lulu comes into the lounge room with a pair of scissors and tries to cut off his
tail.
She didn't know what it was.
No.
All right. Oh,
that's a bad home circumcision. You don't want that happening to you.
No, no. Have you locked up all the scissors and now going forward, no messing around?
That's right. We had to get that book, you know, Where Did I Come From, just so we could go through the anatomy and teach everyone what a boy is and what a girl is.
Don't worry, you'll be explaining that to everybody for the next 40 years. Not even Damien and I know what's going on there.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
First morning back, and I've got to say I'm loving the fact that I am doing this from home, which means I can still stay in my pyjamas. Mm. And I did have the big discussion with my husband about, you know, coming back after maternity leave, because it's a big decision, because that's when your life gets flipped on its head. And instead of just hanging at home with the kids, looking after the baby, you've got to think, okay, how are we going to juggle this work life thing? And I was having the big talk with Milko, saying, oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh.
And then my darling husband, he looked at me, pulled down his glasses, and over the top of them, he said, what? Got another Netflix show you haven't binge watched, Jade? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's harsh. Oh, are you saying to me, okay, but wait a minute. So what have you been doing for the last 3 months? Okay, I know there's little Henry, of course. So are you saying that you've been watching a lot of Netflix or an exorbitant amount of Netflix?
Okay, until this comment, it was one of those problems that you don't actually admit to yourself until somebody brings it up. Mm-hmm. And... He did say to me, look, sweetie, those pajamas, if you just took them off now, they could get up and walk around the lounge room by themselves because you've been in them for a couple of days.
Ooh, that's harsh.
And he said to me, he's like going, you know, you've been watching this so much TV that if someone actually said to you, how old's Henry? Instead of going, oh, you know, he's 3 months old, you'd probably go, oh, he's about 42 episodes and 3 seasons.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love that. Wow. I love that. Good on you, Milko. That's a real takedown, isn't it?
Oh, real. And you know what? I went, okay, maybe it is time to go back to work. Okay, let's do it. Let's go back to work. Let's stop watching TV. But, I mean, it's one of those things when you're at home, and there's so many people across the Illawarra that are at home at the moment. Mm. What are you going to do? You've got Netflix, you've got Binge, you've got Foxtel, you've got Stan, you've got it all. And you can watch television 24/7 and you still do not get to watch all the content.
It's an endless. Okay, so what, I mean, okay, you've had a couple of months. All right. What have you been binging?
Oh, Mayor of Easttown. Fantastic.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, Kate Winslet. It's on Foxtel. You got to watch it. The best. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet, who's awesome in that. I've been watching Animal Kingdom. Just started that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Virgin River, latest season just dropped over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I've also been binge watching my favourite reality TV show, which is actually on Seven, Farmer Wants a Wife.
I thought you might have said Sex Life.
I know. Well, actually, a lot of my girlfriends have watched that one.
Yeah, they've only watched the 10 seconds that everybody says. Go to series 1, episode 3, go to 21 minutes and you'll get the shock of your life. I mean, seriously, that's what people have been doing. And so we want to find out this morning.
Sorry. Yeah. What's that show again?
Yeah, we'll let you know off air.
It's called Sex Life. I don't want to watch it.
What are the shows that you have been binging, Illawarra? We're in lockdown, so it's time to binge again.
All right, and what are you binging?
Afterlife.
Afterlife? Yeah. The one with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that's right. He plays a guy called Tony who had a pretty perfect life until his wife died. And then it's a comedy, a dark comedy. And he really decides that he's punishing the rest of the world, I would say.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching it.
It's very funny.
It's actually, you know, Ricky Gervais has got a real talent for getting heart into kind of
dark comedy.
Dark. He does a wonderful job. It is a great show. If you haven't had a chance to see it, check it out. It is a good one.
Afterlife Season 1, Afterlife Season 2. And he's making Afterlife Season 3 right now, which is big news.
You are watching TV 24/7, and I'm like, Milko, so many shows, so little time.
Yeah.
Poor Milko, he's walking around you with a vacuum cleaner. He's picking up things. He's like, can you just lift your feet there? You know, and you're like, get out of the way. I'm watching TV here.
Funny, she says so many shows, so little time. 5 months.
It's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time, actually.
It's a lot of time.
We want to find out from you, Illawarra, what is it that you've been binge-watching? And now we're going into lockdown again this week. What is it that is your top suggestion? Going to Joyce in Dapto.
Since lockdown, I have been watching Schitt's Creek. It is hilarious.
Well, I've actually watched, like, a couple of episodes, but I wasn't into it. I thought it really lived up to its name.
No. I would sit there and I would laugh my head off. It's just hilarious. You've got to get into it. The first couple of shows, forget it. Go in. I sat and watched about 40 of them in 2 weeks, and my husband said, I've never seen you sit still for so long.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. 40 in 2 weeks. That's full on.
That's a pretty good advertisement for Schitt's Creek.
Well,
Joyce,
it is a good show. It is one of those ones you've got to give it a bit of time. You've got to give it 40 shows before you like it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a slow burn.
All right, we're going to go to Warilla because Carolyn's online, Jade.
Biohackers, a German show, but it's got subtitles, which is good.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. It's about, of course, a germ that's made in a laboratory and escapes and kills people. But it's really, really interesting that Season 2's just come out, and of course, I had to go back and watch Season 1 again and then start Season 2.
Well, it's very relevant.
Very relevant right now.
Very topical. Biohackers, I like the sound of it.
I haven't even heard of that show.
Yeah.
Guys, my Milko's just come in and he's threatened to pull out the plug if you keep giving me ideas of what to binge watch. He's meant to be weaning me off the television's programs.
Yes. Oh, no chance.
Sorry, sweetie.
He's full on.
Yeah. He certainly is.
Clearly, he's had enough. You know, when he found out that you were going to be working from home, he was like, oh, no. He's disgusted.
She's still in her pajamas.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There is plenty more suggestions where that has come from all at one place. Just go to Wave FM 96.5 on Facebook.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Now, Jade, you're not in lockdown.
No, we're in the green zone at the moment.
You are in the green zone. You're one of those cool people. Yeah, the rest of us, we're all in lockdown. And I mentioned earlier on, we went into lockdown on the same day that we all went on holidays. The same day.
And look, a lot of people in the green zone had the same problem because if you'd been to Shell Harbour or Albion Park, you had to go into lockdown as well. So, mate, I know your pain. School holiday in lockdown with the kids, not fun for anyone.
Well, you know what? Like, I have to say, initially when it was announced, I had plans to go off. I was going to go up to the Hunter Valley. We were going to hang out with some old mates, all this sort of stuff. But when lockdown was announced, I kind of thought, hey, wait a minute. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't, yeah, because we know what driving with kids and the whole family's like. Oh, it's an ordeal. You're in the car and the shouting and roaring. There's all that sort of stuff. So I initially kind of thought, this is not too bad, you know. And the first week of lockdown was actually awesome, I have to say. I don't know about you, Jade, but in the Leith household, we just got into gear. We just got going. We moved around the living room. We moved around the TV room. We went upstairs. There's a hallway up there. We lifted shelves and put them into other locations. We even fed the rabbit more than we would normally feed. We were so efficient in that first week. We were like, this is awesome. We should be in lockdown all the time.
And then you're bonding as a family and you're loving your time together. This is great.
Everyone was so close. It was just awesome. And then along came week two. Week two kind of, you know, and we'd been running, we'd been jogging. Week two came along, you know, the question came out, do you want to go for a jog down by the beach? Nah, that's all right. I'll give that a miss.
Honeymoon period's over.
Yeah, you know, why don't we go and do some work in the back garden? No, that's all right. Hey, should we start having Irish coffees at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Let's do that. Hey, will we have some wine tonight? Yeah. Then Tuesday night, will we have two bottles tonight? And it's just, as the week's gone on, it's just, we change. I mean, we change an awful lot. And I thought the biggest laugh of it all was, and this is why I'm so surprised I'm actually here today, on every single day last week, right up until yesterday morning, we were getting up at 9:30 in the morning. This show would be finished. I can't believe I'm here. Honestly, when my alarm went off this morning, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Who's been messing with my phone? Wait until I get them.
I can't believe that you've just got coffee in that drink too. You sure got some whiskey in there as
well?
Look, let me tell you, it's not just coffee. I can smell it from over here.
And it's delicious.
The big boy's been to the bottle shop.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
And we said that we were going to get Paul Scully on the line with all the very latest in our COVID cases. There was a confirmed COVID case at McDonald's Ferry Meadow. We thought we'd better get the member for Wollongong to let us know a little bit more. G'day, Scull. How are you going this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Not a great day. on the McDonald's case, anyone who is at Macca's at Ferry Meadow between 9 and 10 a.m., so 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. On Saturday, is considered what's known as a casual contact. What you should do and what you're required to do now is if you were there, get in, get a COVID test, and stay at home until you get a negative result. You don't have to lock yourself up for 14 days, but you do have to get tested and wait until you've got a negative result until it's to go out again.
Okay, and this might seem like a dumb question, but is this relevant for someone who might have done the bit of the drive-through as well?
Look, I haven't got specific advice on the drive-through, and I don't know whether the person was a customer and staff member. I suspect it was a customer. Always better to be safe than sorry. It's an hour window, so there shouldn't have been too many people out and about at that time on Saturday. But if you think that you've come across someone while you're at Macca's that was outside of your household, Better be safe than sorry. Go off and get tested and wait till you get a negative result.
All right, very good. Hey, now what about the vaccination hub, David Jones there? Has that been brought forward? Because we know you're creating a vaccination hub, but I suppose with everything that's going on right now, is there any talk of bringing it a little bit sooner?
Well, look, there's a couple of things on the vaccination hub. Yes, our work is absolutely cranking along. But as everyone knows, David Jones, the doors have been closed for a few years there. And there is a fair bit of work that needed to be done to set it up to make sure that it can store the vaccinations, that it's ready to go. There's still some recruitment going on. I mean, you know, you close your house up for 5 or 6 years. You can't just wander back in and kick things off like you did before. But the team are working around the clock and as quickly as possible, making sure not only is the hub ready to go, but making sure when it is that we've got vaccinations to get into people's arms.
Now, there's a lot of people around the Illawarra singing to the tune of "Scully, leave the light on for me."
Maybe they're not, Scull. Maybe they're not.
Oh, they are. I've heard people singing this song.
Straight to number one. Move over, Jimmy Barnes.
So what's this about? Okay, so the lights are going on a whole bunch of ovals.
Yeah, look, the last couple of weeks, you know, has been tougher. There's been school holidays, so kids have been able to get out and do a bit of exercise, one of the few legitimate reasons to leave your house. But I noticed myself when I was in isolation for 2 weeks that the one thing you really wanted to do is get out and have a bit of a run around. Not everyone's got a big backyard to kick a ball around and everything like that. So the council have agreed to leave the lights on, or turn the lights on, rather, at 8 council grounds from 4:30 till 9 at night for the next few days while this lockdown's on. Allows kids, once they've done their remote learning, it's pretty dark by about 4 o'clock, getting dark by 4, and get out and have a kick around.
Well, such a great idea.
Awesome idea, mate. Well done. And, of course, as you've said on numerous occasions, the whole idea is to go out and get tested. So if you're a casual contact at McDonald's Ferry Meadow this Saturday, just gone between 9 and 10, go out and get tested. Scull, always great to catch up, mate. You take care and look forward to seeing you with a mask on today.
Any symptoms, get tested. I'm not leaving my house today. I'm working from home. So you won't see me out and about with a mask.
Good, man.
Good luck, everyone, and keep safe.
Good on you, mate. Great to catch up. Paul Scully, member for Wollongong.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.